Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Every Wednesday, intern Kevin comes to us with facts that he has no doubt spent 5 minutes searching for before this segment begins. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know the sound of most toilet flushes is in the key of an E flat?
Really?
I wonder if that's why it's not a pleasant sound. Most people don't like flat notes, right? Like, there's very few pop songs that are written
I guess it's a good point. Yeah.
So, like, I wonder if that's why whenever you flush a toilet, maybe if it changed, can we change it, Kevin? How would you change it?
You have to put more pipes in.
You have to put more pipes.
Like an organ.
You have to slit it at an angle, so it's a different height for each one.
Like a flute.
The flute that has many flutes that they tie together. I don't know what that's called.
Flute that has many flutes.
Peter Pan pipe.
Peter Pan pipe.
Oh, okay.
What's that called?
I'm sure there's more of a proper name for that, but we'll go
what
by Peter Pan.
What is that called?
I don't know, but I'll bet if I Google Peter Pan pipe, it'll come up.
So, Kevin, let me ask you this. Who was the first person to figure out that flushing a toilet is in what? E-flat?
E-flat. Probably a musician. I would say Mozart.
Oh, Mozart.
He was the earliest musician, I believe.
Was Mozart the one that was deaf?
Yeah.
Huh. So how did he figure out what key the toilet was in?
Because when you lose one of your senses, other senses heighten.
Oh, you're not wrong
about that.
That's true. Does it matter that the toilet wasn't around when he was
alive?
Yeah,
and nor was he really involved in anything plumbing.
When did the toilet come out?
Great question.
Is your segment, Kevin. You should be telling us.
I'm telling you about the sounds of a toilet.
Well, are we talking about a toilet or are we talking about indoor plumbing?
Let's go with toilet.
Okay, well, the toilet, when toilets first came out, they didn't flush. It was just a hole.
Well, that's dumb.
This says the toilet was invented in 1596.
The flushing toilet. And Mozart is?
And it was invented by Thomas Crapper.
Really?
That's a joke.
That's funny.
By the way, a Peter Pan flute is called a Syrinx.
Well, I will not call it that.
Or a Syrinx.
God, let's just rename this Did You Know with Gavin. Because he's bringing so many.
What?
He's bringing so many facts today.
So many facts that no one enjoys.
Wow.
Sorry,
now I know what a Syrinx is.
Syrinx.
Yeah, I'm going to use that in my essay.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know it takes more than 52 gallons of water to make a latte? It's because you have to factor in the water it takes to produce coffee, milk, sugar, and the materials for the cup, sleeve, and lid.
Okay, that seems like a very misleading fact.
Yeah, it does.
52 gallons of water.
That's kind of like saying,
I mean, they're made in bulk.
Do you know how much gasoline is used to work this radio station?
Right.
Like, it sounds like there's like a generator keeping us on the air.
Yeah.
It's like, no, each person that drives here has to drive.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes,
and then think of the trucks that had to take the gas to the gas station that they got. Where does it stop, Kevin?
Where does it stop?
At Lids.
Outlet.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you excited by the Christmas Starbucks cups that are out already?
No, it's out too early. I haven't had my turkey for Thanksgiving. They need to do a recall and put a turkey on the cup.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes, Kevin. I fully agree.
I mean, I need to be thankful this month, not worrying about Christmas presents this month.
Kevin? Well, you don't need to be worrying about Christmas presents ever. You don't have any money.
The season is of giving.
The season
is of giving, Kevin.
Don't give to anyone this year.
It makes me happy to see other people happy.
That's nice.
How happy does it make you to get the credit card bill in January?
Not happy, but seeing all the faces that I made happy makes it all better.
What did you get us for Christmas?
I gave you guys all love.
That's true.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can't put a price tag on my love unless it's like $2 million, then slide it my way.
He gives us these facts every single week.
True.
This is a gift that keeps
on
giving.
That's a good point, Kevin.
Every week.
You should start charging for love.
I mean, my love will be inexpensive.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, because I have so much of abundance that if I make it inexpensive, more people will line up for it, so okay. I'll make more money. You always got to set things that are of high demand at a low price so people buy more.
It's like supply and demand.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
You're saying when demand is high, lower the price.
No, supply needs to go up. But since supply goes up, price go down.
Oh.
So then limit the supply of love. And then hopefully you'll drive up the demand. Although I can't imagine the demand for Kevin Love ever going up.
When you had a taste of Kevin Love, you're going to keep wanting more.
Oh, God.
Gabe, did you get that? Did you record that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.